From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Authorities have shifted into recovery operations for the pilot killed south of the Chinooks on the Alaska Peninsula Monday. 54-year-old Gabriel Gianetti was the only occupant in a Grant Aviation Cessna Caravan that crashed into a mountain on its way to Perryville. Sergeant Luis Nieves says the Alaska State Troopers are taking the lead in coordinating the recovery effort. Nieves says the mountain where the crash site is located is still snow-covered, which will likely make the recovery a little hazardous this late in the spring. Pilot's body is trapped inside the plane. The NTSB will take the lead in investigating the crash. A group of business leaders has recommended that the city and borough of Juneau streamline its mining regulations. In doing so, it's rekindled debate over reopening Juneau's long-shuttered gold mine. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
The prospect of reopening a gold mine that's been shuttered for 73 years brought throngs of people wearing yellow anti-mining stickers that read, "Juneau, more precious than gold." The catalyst for all this is an initiative brought by five prominent gentlemen, Frank Bergstrom, Bill Corbis, Neil McKinnon, Sam Smith, and Jim Clark. The quintet argue that Juneau's mining rules needlessly duplicate the state and federal permitting process. None of the five attended the meeting, but Assemblywoman Beth Weldon made their argument for them.
So I'm interested in economic development within the city. We are losing government jobs and population, and we need to diversify the economy. This is both parts of the economic development plan made by the city about looking to diversify the economy, and one of the ways is to open the AJ, and it's also one of the priorities of this assembly.
There were few empty seats in the assembly chambers. The crowd watched impassively. There was no opportunity for them to speak. A proposal in the late 1990s to reopen the AJ mine culminated in years of debate. A city advisory committee studied its feasibility and issued a report in 2011. The city co-owns the mine with AGT Mining Properties, the sister company of Alaska Electric Light and Power Company. Mining critics like Guy Archibald of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council said it appears history is repeating.
This came from the same proponents of the AJ mine that came out in the advisory committee days when they came up with what they called a small mining plan.
He said Juneau's mining ordinance is important as, unlike the state and the feds, it requires community impacts to be analyzed in depth.
I would think CBJ would want to know what the social and economic benefits and impacts of reopening an AJ mine would be.
The assembly took no action other than to ask the mayor and manager to bring recommendations back at a committee meeting this month or the next. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
And yesterday's earthquakes temporarily knocked out power in areas of Yukon Territory, but it apparently didn't cause any damage in its capital. Quick look at weather. Rain after 4 p.m. today, high near 49.